In the spirit of third jersey weekend, nice jacket there, Wes.
Thanks, Mike.
It's time for final thoughts. Okay, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, the temperature is dipping in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It sure is.
And Brett Hundley's going to have to get used to playing in these conditions. He mentioned during his time at UCLA, you got to remember he's from Arizona originally, he only played in a handful of what you could consider to be cold weather games. He thinks there was one at maybe Washington State that was 20 degrees, was probably the coolest he played in. Lambeau Field isn't going to be that cold on Sunday. I think the game time temperature hovering around 32 degrees right now, but it's going to get colder. And if you look at the way this schedule shuffles out for the Packers in the second half of the season, really Carolina's the only warm weather game. So Brett Hundley's going to have to get used to this. He's going to have to be efficient in it. After practicing it for 2 years, now he's got to play in it.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I say what's at stake is momentum. The Packers got their first victory with Brett Hundley as the starting quarterback last week. So that's what you build on. It's time to stack them. It's time to start getting a winning streak going after the three-game losing streak that has now ended. Also, you look at what's going on in the NFC North. The Minnesota Vikings are at home, but they have a pretty tough game against that NFC West leading Los Angeles Rams team. So maybe the Vikings lose, the Packers have an opportunity to close the gap to one game. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Jamal Williams, Mike.
All right.
The next running back up for the Green Bay Packers. Really, right now, when you look at Jamal Williams, he had that opportunity right at the beginning of the season. He was the number two back to Ty Montgomery. Gets his chance against Chicago the first time, injures his knee, ends up being the third back behind Aaron Jones. Well, now this is a chance for him to play some more. This is a chance for him to really build some momentum and start to become that type of back that the Packers thought they were getting and knew they were getting out of BYU in the fourth round earlier this year. A really downhill runner. I thought he did some really positive things after the first contact against the Bears.
No doubt.
Now trying to do some more positive things against the Raiders.
Yeah, and we'll see if another rookie running back, Devontae Mays, makes his debut on offense for the Packers. Normally, I would go to the defensive side of the ball for my player to watch, but I'm actually going to stay on the offensive side and go with left tackle David Bakhtiari. And I say that, Wes, because 4 years ago, David Bakhtiari was a rookie playing in his fifth NFL game, and he was lined up across from Terrell Suggs. David Bakhtiari held his own in that game. Suggs had some tackles but didn't have any sacks, and Bakhtiari walked away from that game with a wealth of knowledge about how to go against the top pass rushers in this league. Terrell Suggs will be out here again across from Bakhtiari here at Lambeau Field. 120 career sacks, 15 years in the league. David Bakhtiari, now a Pro Bowler in his own right. Terrell Suggs has been selected for six of them. You can always point to the left tackle edge rusher matchup as one to keep an eye on, but when it's two Pro Bowlers and guys of this caliber, and Bakhtiari, a guy who I believe his career arrow just continues to point up, this one is going to be worth watching. Wes, I say the Packers win if they can run the football like they did against the Chicago Bears. So I'm going to play off of your Jamal Williams as player to watch. And as I said, maybe we see some Devontae Mays as well. Packers racked up, 160 rushing yards against Chicago last week. That was huge for offensive balance. It was big for Brett Hundley to get the play action to work, to really keep things smooth in the passing game, and to produce a big fourth quarter, because Jamal Williams was pounding that ball in the fourth quarter, and then Brett Hundley was making the plays when he had to make them. The Baltimore Ravens, sixth-ranked defense in the league, they're ranked third against the pass, they're 28th against the run. The teams that have beaten them have run the football. The Packers need to do that.
And, Mike, I think the Packers win this game if they keep winning the turnover ratio, if they keep staying on top of the turnover margin. One thing the Packers actually have done really well this season through the ebbs and flows has been protecting the football and taking it away. Plus six right now, which is tied, I believe, for sixth in the NFL going into this contest. You look at the other side of things. Baltimore's done a good job of taking the ball away as well, but they've also given the ball away. Joe Flacco with 10 interceptions, 5 fumbles. While they haven't lost any of those, the ball has been exposed. The Packers, if Brett Hundley can continue to protect the football, if the running game protects the football, the defense gets a takeaway or two, goes a long way in getting that W.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And with that, we will sign off on Final Thoughts, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of Sunday's game on Packers.com and on all your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.